This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Nearby, voters have been at the polls today in the Netherlands. Now, ordinarily, we don't dig deep into the elections in every small country, but in Europe these days, the Netherlands can sneeze, and we all catch a cold. The BBC's Manuela Saragossa is covering the elections, and she's with me from a bustling cafe there in Maastricht. Welcome to Marketplace.
Good to be there.
What seems to be the most critical issue in the election for Dutch voters?
Well, one of the big voting issues here has been the Dutch relationship with the euro and the European Union. And a lot of people here are fed up with the kind of demands being put on them by Brussels and the European Union. You know, they're being asked to cut back spending on things like education, on things like healthcare, on pension reform. And the reason they're having to do that is to meet budget targets set by the European Union. So people are linking the two and saying, well, you know, we're having to pay a really high price to be part of the euro, to be part of the European Union, and we're not having much of a say in it. And so the parties, till recently, that have polled very well in this election are parties that have basically said, we're going to stand up to Brussels, we're not going to let them dictate to us all the time what we're supposed to be doing.
So do you see the possibility of an election outcome that could throw a wrench into things in Europe?
Well, the thing is, at the end of the day, the government that's going to be voted in is going to have to be a coalition government. It's usually what ends up happening is three or four parties form a coalition. So even if extreme right-wing or extreme left-wing parties who have been very vocal in terms of their opposition to the European Union, their opposition to the euro, that message will inevitably get diluted when it becomes part of a coalition government, because there are always going to be centre parties that basically take the big positions in any new government.
Do you have any sense of the outcome yet at this hour?
Generally speaking, people expect the centre parties to do quite well, but it's a bit of a wild card. We just don't know. It might still swing either way.
The BBC's Manuela Saragossa with me from a cafe in Maastricht, Holland. Thanks very much.
Thank you.